We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
This is the Grand Funk rendition of Locomotion, certainly the most familiar. Covers Week here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Happy to have you back, and we have a special treat now with something I'm of course, passionate about, and that's League 42 and our nearly 600 kids that we have in our program in our fifth year. And we have four of them right here in the studio right now. We have Trey, we have Jackson, we have Eli, and we have Troy. And all of these guys have promised that they're going to talk. So, Trey, let's give you the first opportunity. What would you like to say to the listeners out there as you're adorning your Golden State Warriors jersey? Are you a Warriors fan?
Yeah.
And were you a Warriors fan before they won championships?
No,
you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
Name a player that played for the Warriors before, when you were a fan for the very first time.
Of course, Curry.
See? But you're a front runner. Let's be honest. Jackson, who's your NBA team?
I don't have one.
Step up there and talk right into that microphone. So you're a baseball guy all the way, or are you football?
I play two sports, football and baseball.
Okay, so who's your football team?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
And what about baseball?
The Nationals.
Really? You must like Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? You kind of look like Bryce Harper. You let your hair grow a little bit. Can you hit like Bryce Harper?
No.
Eli, get up to the microphone. Eli is one of our senior citizens. You're 12 years old. You've been in the league all 5 years,
yeah,
and you've learned how to play baseball, but I know you're really, really involved in music. Tell us about your endeavors into music.
Well, I want to eventually become probably a middle school band director. I just think that's one kind of job that just, it wouldn't be a job, it would be a career.
What makes you decide you want to do that at the middle school level?
It's just, when you get into high school, you got kids that are trying to like kids that are trying to become teachers. But at the middle school level, it's more fun and more actually teaching them what they're doing.
Well, how do you know? You're not even in high school yet.
I've talked with some high schoolers. They're a lot more work than they are play.
It's like talking to a 40-year-old, Eli. You're not a kid anymore.
No,
you're not a kid. Troy, you are a kid. You play for the Cardinals, and you've been in League 42 a long time. What is it about baseball that you enjoy most?
I like being a first baseman, and I like how baseball plays out. I just like to play it.
Did you play before League 42?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. So you've gotten to learn over the past several years about the game. And you've become a good player. Tell me about and I want you all to do this. I want you all to tell me about your teams. We'll start with Troy. You play in with the Cardinals. You're 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that team. What makes that team good? Do you think you're going to be good?
Yes, I do.
Tell me why.
I think because it's just like all up to my coach, because my coach like teaches me all my thing, like all I know, and how to hit, how to catch, all that good stuff.
Now you have a new coaching staff this year in a lot of ways. Are they working out? Are they doing well?
Yeah, they're doing good.
Those guys are fun guys. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a fun year. Jackson, what about you? Tell us about your team. It's the Gators, and tell us why you think your team's going to be good this year.
Our baseball team came from a group of football boys, so
right.
Our team's really tough, and we have a really good baseball staff. And we have a good pitching and good hitting.
Really? Good pitching. Well, you know, I coach a team that's going to be in your division this year, and same with you, Trey. We're all a bunch of our kids are all 9 years old. We don't stand a chance against you guys, do we? Jackson, I mean, can 9 year olds compete with you guys? Step up there and tell me.
Probably, yeah.
You darn right, probably.
It doesn't matter if the kid, it matters in the fight in the kid.
There you go. Who told you to say that? That didn't come from you. That's too. You're mature. Trey, what about your team? Who are you playing with this year?
I'm playing with the Purple Knights. I like them because they can do a lot of abilities. My team's pretty good.
You like your team?
Yeah.
And we have a new coach for that team, too, and we're thrilled to have him, so mm-hmm. It's working out well. And you guys, when do you play your first game?
This Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Have you seen the fields that are being worked on at McAdams? Have any of you guys seen what's going on over there? You're not going to recognize those fields this year. They're going to be brand new. Have you seen them, Trey?
No.
What about you? Have you seen them, Troy?
Yeah, I've had a glimpse of it.
Don't talk back there. Nobody can hear you back there.
Yeah, I've had a glimpse of it.
Who's seen the fields? Eli, have you seen them?
I've seen them.
What's your impression of that?
I don't know if they're going to be done by the time it's
done. Hey, Eli, don't ever say stuff like that. They're going to be done. We have to stay positive, okay? I feel the same way, but I'm staying positive that the fields are going to be ready for us to go Monday night because we have the Wichita Police mounted unit is coming. Also, the honor guard. So we're going to have a special ceremony over there. When's your first game, Eli? And tell us about the Hornets, which is the team you're playing with.
My first game is Monday. And, the Hornets, I've been on the team for a while now. And we've got a lot of good players, but we moved up into a new division. But I still think we have a fighting chance.
Okay, well, the new division will be something new for you guys because you're going to be playing against 14-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
And they throw about 95 miles an hour.
Yes.
No, they don't. They don't throw 95 miles. They don't throw 95 miles an hour. What position are you playing this year, Eli?
Mostly third, some outfield, maybe.
And you've become a little better as a hitter over the years, haven't you?
Yeah.
Which of you guys thinks you're a good hitter? Do all of you, Trey, how good of a hitter are you?
I think I'm good at hitting. I can hit pretty good.
You're a pretty good hitter. Jackson, what about you? Tell me what your skill levels are in hitting, fielding, throwing. What's your best thing?
Yesterday, our other catcher got hurt, and we switch out during games, so I have to play catcher.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's hard. Do you stay in the crouch and receive the baseball? Do you give a good target? Do you get down and block the ball sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Troy, what about you? You said first base.
Yeah, I think I don't really have a best skill. I'm, like, really good at all my skills.
Wait a minute. That sounds a little braggadocious, if you ask me. That's okay, though. I like kids to have confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have confidence. Who do you think the best player on your team is? Is it you?
Actually, I don't. I think there is no best person on our team.
Wow.
It's our team.
You guys are getting the message of League 42 very well. I'm impressed. What do we talk about more than almost anything we ever talk about? Who knows?
Sportsmanship.
Get up there, Jackson, and tell these listeners.
Sportsmanship.
We talk about sportsmanship, right? And when we see that, when we see somebody maybe not being a good sport, we talk to them about it immediately because we want to compete really, really hard. But we also, at the end of the game, we want to go shake hands with the other team. And if you win, great. And if you lose, you try to get them next time. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Eli, does that message sink in with you? Have you accepted that?
Yeah.
You don't sound very sure. You know, I don't have to let you play this year if I don't want to. I'm kidding, of course. But you're not a poor sport. You get it. You understand what League 42 is all about.
Yeah, I like how there's less. It's competitive, yes, but it's not completely competitive. There's still a learning element to it.
Sure.
We're not, like, trying to play as professionals.
No.
We're trying to play as our skill level. We're trying to improve our skill level.
And we want our kids to do well in school. I'm sure your coaches talk to you about that all the time. And we want you to go into high school and succeed and then find some way to have success in your life. So now, before I let you go, I'm going to ask all four of you, and we're talking League 42 baseball with Troy, Jackson, Trey, and Eli. Let's start with you, Troy. We're real early. You're 10 years old. You got lots of years to figure things out. But today, as we sit here today, what do you think you want to do with your life?
I think when I grow up, I'm either going to be in the MLBs or the NFL.
Wow. You're setting yourself up, man. That's good. I like your ambition. But let's say sports doesn't work out. And maybe it will, and I hope it does. What beyond sports would you like to do?
I'd probably start like a business company.
There you go. All right, I like that. Trey, let's get your thoughts. What do you see yourself doing in your adult life?
I'm going to be trying to play in the MLB or basketball.
Okay, and like I just said to Troy, there's about 0.00001% that get to do those things, and you may get to do them. You're a good player. Same thing with Troy. But beyond the sports, what do you think you'd like to do?
I don't really know yet, but if I would, I'd try to be like a firefighter or something.
I like that. That's
out people.
That's a good ambition. Jackson, you're next. You get to tell us what it is that you can see yourself doing when you grow up.
I'm going to go to college and study either ichthyology or marine biology.
I have no idea what any of that is. What was the first thing?
Ichthyology.
Tell the listeners what that is. I certainly know, but tell the listeners what that is.
Ichthyology is like the studies of fish.
Why are you so interested in fish?
I like swimming, and then you get to dive, and then you study fish.
Interesting.
And I'm going to move to Florida.
You are? Do your parents know this?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them when we get off the air. You're not moving, like, soon?
No.
Okay, but are you going to go to college in Florida? Not sure. And Eli, what do you see yourself doing in the future as a grown person?
Well, really, I want to pursue a career in music. Definitely.
And what instrument? Tell us what you play right now.
I play the tuba.
How do you pursue a tuba career?
Well, actually, I know a professor. I do private lessons with him. He's a professor of tuba at WSU.
Would you like to be in the symphony someday?
Oh my gosh, yes. That's like one of the things I've always wanted to do.
That's awesome.
Do the Wichita Symphony.
All of you guys are awesome. I love you. I love having you in the league. And let's have a really good season. And everybody play as hard as you can and have fun. Mm-hmm. Have fun playing baseball. Have fun with your team. Have fun with the league, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you guys for coming. We'll see you starting Monday, and we'll have a wonderful season. All right. That's League 42. Some of our good kids that play with us. Always enjoy talking to them. Back in a moment with Jive Talk here on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.